Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, March 26th, 2019. On this day in 1484, William Caxton printed his translation of Aesop's Fables. The Berliner Dom is one of the most magnificent buildings in Berlin, but the more than 100-year-old exterior has revealed that the building is crumbling. The cathedral community noticed massive damage last year, and now it wants to act. With the help of the Stiftung Denkmalschutz, the cathedral is to be restored. A total of 1.6 million euros, spread over 4 years, is to be invested in the renovation. Allergy sufferers, like myself, must have their tissues and medications ready for the coming week, as the birch blossoming will begin in Berlin. Thomas Dummel, meteorologist at the Freie Universität Berlin, or FU, stated he doesn't expect a pollen explosion, but a gradual increase, the high point probably being the coming weekend. Then, 2,000 to 3,000 airborne pollen grains per cubic meter of air could be measured in 1 day. For allergy sufferers who react strongly to birch pollen, it is therefore advisable to take prophylactic medication in preparation. According to Dummel, it all depends on the location of a birch tree. If it's in the sun all day, it will blossom sooner than trees in the shade. In total, the birch blossoming lasts about 2 to 3 weeks. Since February and March were about 3 degrees warmer than usual, the birch blossoming will start much earlier than usual. Since the beginning of pollen measurement at the FU in the Dahlem district in 1984, the pollen migration never began before the 21st of March. For Dummel, this year, like 1990 or 2014, is one of the earliest starts for pollen dispersal. After the birch, there will be few breaks for seasonal allergy sufferers, as grasses with their very different flowering times will begin blossoming well into the summer. Berlin airline Germania cannot be rescued. Preliminary insolvency administrator Rüdiger Weinberg announced on Monday that all serious bidders bailed out and decommissioning could no longer be avoided. About 1,400 employees will receive their dismissals in the next few days and be put on garden leave at the beginning of April. Around 250 employees left the company since the insolvency was filed. The financial difficulties at Germania had already become known at the beginning of January. Flight operations, however, continued. The airline explained the financial bottleneck with a massive increase in fuel prices, among other things. As a result of the airline's bankruptcy, about 260,000 travelers were not reimbursed for their canceled flights. According to the current legal situation, passengers for direct bookings, unlike package travelers, will not receive a replacement in the event of an insolvency of an airline. The Aldi grocery store in Kreuzberg's Markthalle 9 will have to move out by July 31st. The operators of the hall terminated their contract to make space for a DM drugstore. This decision has sparked a wave of outrage among neighbors and residents. The general accusation is that if the Aldi market were to be terminated, Markthalle 9 would drive a large group of customers out of the hall. According to local residents, no one can afford the food in the Markthalle 9. Bernd Meyer from their operating team doesn't think it will come to this. The goal of gradually establishing the hall as a platform for artisan and handcrafted products will continue to be pursued. The operator started in 2011 with this concept. But DM is also a large corporation, and residents are questioning how the Markthalle and the drugstore fit together differently. According to Meyer, DM's philosophy clearly differs from that of the large discounter, although it's a giant company itself. Meyer believes that DM will add offers in the hall that are affordable to everyone and thus contribute to a mix of customers. In addition, fruit and vegetables, according to Meyer, when in season, are even cheaper in the market hall than in Aldi. In an open letter to the neighbors, the operators emphasized that they will provide help and advice for cheap cooking. Their motto, Halle für alle, also means that it must work and pay off for everyone, for the customers, but also for the traders and producers who stand behind the food. Operators added this would simply not be feasible when a pretzel costs only 29 cents. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org. Follow us on social media or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.